Hey there, Survival Squad. Welcome to Prepper Patty's podcast, where we arm you with the essential skills for surviving anything life throws at you. I'm your host, Prepper Patty, and I'm here to make sure you're prepared for whatever comes your way with a healthy dose of humor and practical advice. So grab your bandages, because today we're diving into the world of basic first aid skills. Let's get ready to tackle this topic with all the enthusiasm of someone who's just discovered the last can of beans during a zombie apocalypse. Hey there, folks. So let's talk about why knowing some basic first aid skills and having a well-stocked first aid kit in your home or car is actually pretty important. I know, it's not the most exciting topic, but bear with me. I promise there will be some dad joke level humor along the way. First off, think of it this way. It's better to treat any illness or injury early than wait and have to deal with it when it's worse. I mean, do you really want to turn a tiny paper cut into a dramatic reenactment of a scene from a horror movie? Yeah, I don't think so either. And let's not forget the moral high ground you'll gain when you can swoop in and save the day with your trusty first aid kit. You'll be the hero of the hour, pulling out band-aids and antiseptic like a modern-day superhero. Plus, it's a great excuse to bust out those puns and one-liners. Who doesn't love a good, "I'm here to save the day," and your finger? Quip? Seriously though, having even just basic first aid skills and supplies on hand can make a world of difference in an emergency. So do yourself a favor and stock up on the essentials, and maybe a few extra dad jokes while you're at it. All right, that's enough seriousness for now. Let's get back to the good stuff. Stay tuned for some practical tips and maybe even more cringeworthy puns in our next segment. When dealing with common injuries like cuts, burns, and sprains, it's important to have a well-stocked first aid kit. But what if you find yourself in a pinch without all the conventional supplies? Let's start with cuts. If you don't have rubbing alcohol, get creative. Think like a medicine woman. Use a little bit of vodka if you have it. Not only can you clean the wound, but you can also take a little swig to calm those nerves. Just make sure not to mix up the cotton balls. For burns, aloe vera is your go-to. If you don't have aloe, try using cold, plain yogurt. It may sound strange, but the cooling effect can provide some relief. Plus, if you end up getting hungry in the process, it's a snack and a treatment all in one. Now let's move on to sprains. Remember, RIHA, rest, ice, compression, elevation. And if you don't have an ice pack, a bag of frozen veggies will do the trick. Just make sure to label it with a big "do not eat" to avoid any accidents. And while we're on the topic of first aid, I highly recommend taking a CPR class and getting basic training from the Red Cross. Not only will you feel more prepared to handle emergencies, but you'll also be able to impress your friends with your life-saving skills. So, next time you find yourself in a first aid conundrum, just channel your inner medicine woman and get creative with what you have on hand. Who knew that a little improvisation could turn you into a makeshift healer? Stay safe and always be prepared. So once you've mastered the art of applying band-aids with precision and grace, it's time to move on to the next level, assembling your very own DIY first aid kit. Because let's face it, sometimes a prepackaged first aid kit just doesn't cut it. I mean, where's the fun in that, right? First things first, let's talk about the essentials. Now, of course, you're going to want to include the basics like bandages, gauze, and antiseptic wipes. But why stop there when you can take it up a notch? For the more adventurous first aiders out there, how about adding a suture kit? I mean, who wouldn't want to practice their stitching skills in the comfort of their own home, right? And for those who have aspirations of becoming their own personal doctors, why not throw in some butterfly needles for an IV? Because, you know, you never know when you might need to start an impromptu intravenous drip in your living room. It's all about being prepared, folks. Now, let's not forget the power of nature's remedies. I'm talking about essential oils, folks, and not just any essential oils, but an entire home doctor essential oils kit. I mean, who needs over-the-counter medications when you've got your trusty oregano oil and thieves' oil? The thieves' oil, by the way, is said to have saved the robbers from the plague, so it's definitely a must-have for any first aid enthusiast. But wait, there's more. How about some activated charcoal for those times when you need to detoxify on the go? And let's not overlook the importance of humic acid because, well, it's just cool to say you have humic acid in your first aid kit. And last but not least, don't forget to throw in an extra prescription of whatever medication you regularly take. And here's the kicker. Make sure to cycle it out so it's not old. Because we all know that having expired medication is like having a chocolate teapot. It's just not going to do you any good. So there you have it, folks, your very own personalized first aid kit that's as unique as you are. Because when it comes to first aid, why settle for the ordinary when you can embrace the extraordinary? Ah, Prepper Patty, it looks like we've found ourselves in quite the pickle. It seems our brave volunteer has managed to get their hands stuck in the cookie jar again, and this time, it's not just for a sweet treat. As we all know, accidents can happen to the best of us, especially when there are delicious cookies involved. Now let's assess the situation. It looks like we've got a classic case of a stuck hand, and while it's definitely a bit humorous, it's also a great opportunity to put our first aid skills to the test. Patty, I'll let you take the lead on this one. Remember, keep calm and resist the temptation to take a bite out of the cookie. We're on a mission here. All right, Patty's got her trusty first aid kit out and is ready to spring into action. Using a bit of lubricant, some gentle twisting, and a dash of patience, our volunteer is free from the clutches of the cookie jar. Bravo, Patty. See, folks, first aid skills can come in handy in the most unexpected situations, even when battling a cookie craving. So there you have it, dear listeners. A comical yet realistic first aid emergency scenario that reminds us all of the importance of being prepared and keeping a sense of humor, even in sticky situations. Stay tuned for more fun and informative first aid tips and tricks. All right, folks. We've covered a lot of ground in this episode about basic first aid skills. Remember, in an emergency, it's important to stay calm and assess the situation. We talked about how to administer CPR, treat minor cuts and burns, and even handle choking incidents. But just because the episode is ending doesn't mean your first aid skills should gather dust. So grab your bandages, practice your chest compressions, and maybe invest in a trusty first aid kit. After all, you never know when you'll need to spring into action like a health-savvy superhero. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to stay safe out there. Goodbye for now, and don't forget to keep your first aid skills sharp. You never know when they might come in handy.